So therefore, in the study of magic, we really study all thought and all action. And to do this simply, we break it up into three major categories. I'm sure there's nobody here who willingly performs any magical action which might be termed as black magic. Many of you, or many of us, undoubtedly do perform grey magical action, and some even perform white magical action. Now, of course, to fully control this form of magic, or any form of magic, we have to, first of all, agree with the basic principle that all thought and all action is magical in character. We can never control it, or never even begin to understand it, unless we agree with that. So if we don't agree with that, then we should study in such a way, and number one, try to find something more logical, which you won't, or number two, try to convince our conscious minds by the application of logic that this is indeed the case. So before we understand magic, we have to make several very definite steps ourselves. Now, of course, magic, or all thought and action, depends upon certain very basic laws. It is undoubtedly true that a magician, or actor in this case, loses his power by the projection of visualizations. The more visualizations you project, virtually the more power you lose, or theoretically the more power you lose. For instance, if you were to perform any magical action, shall we take a good one, such as the 12 blessings? If you were to perform this magical action, and it's white magic, without getting something back in return for your outward projection, you would soon lose your power. With the 12 blessings, though, it is so perfectly balanced, the whole ritual is so balanced, that what goes out comes back, and comes back in a very, very definite manner, without you having to particularly strive for it.